I won't belabor it, but that's not a yes or no whether you would sustain the veto or not.
That's right.
Okay, you're not answering that. Listen, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, has said voters in this runoff should not be scared that Chuck Schumer will get unlimited power because Manchin, according to him and maybe others, will not vote to kill the filibuster. What do you say to Senator Manchin and others who are saying that?
Well, we know what Chuck Schumer said. He said he's going to take Georgia and change America. And he's told us exactly what he's going to do. He's going to make D.C. a state. We'd have two Democrat senators. It'd be impossible for Republicans to win the majority again. He'd abolish the filibuster and the Electoral College. He'd structurally change this country. He'd pack the Supreme Court. My opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock, refused to answer questions about court packing because we know that he would pack the court with liberal justices. So it would overturn the Constitution and the rule of law. Would eliminate our religious freedom, free speech, everything that's under attack right now by the left. So we know what's at stake here in Georgia. If we lose this election, we won't get a second chance.
Senator, as a senator, you deal with a lot of different things. This is an issue that's today. Today is the one-year anniversary of the U.S. killing Iran's most powerful general, the head of Iran's militias inside Iraq. It appears, according to intelligence, that Iran proxy forces are preparing to carry out more attacks on Americans. What should the response be if that happens?
Well, look, I have stood with this president. The decisions he's made to keep America safe have done that. He's led peace deals for the first time in decades. He stood with Israel, stood against the dangerous JCPOA, the Iran deal, that shipped pallets of cash to Iran. So we have to continue to be tough, secure our national defense. That's our focus, and Americans have seen that. We have been kept safe thanks to this president. I'll continue to support his actions there.
And again, the president in North Georgia tomorrow. Senator, you'll be campaigning, and we will be here covering it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Brad.